It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico has adopted guidance on face masks from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks indoors or, in most cases, outdoors. The State Department of Health announced on Friday that masks are no longer required of vaccinated people in many public settings, though businesses and workplaces may still make face coverings a requirement for all. The department says that schools will continue to require masks at all times, except when eating or drinking. On Friday, the American Civil Liberties Union of New Mexico and the New Mexico Immigrant Law Center announced that they are suing a private prison company over the treatment of several immigrant detainees at the Torrance County Detention Center. The lawsuit centers on the use of pepper spray by guards last year as immigrants protested poor living conditions and inadequate COVID-19 precautions. Detention center operator CoreCivics says it has followed federal guidelines regarding COVID-19. The company said that guards were forced to take action after the detainees became disruptive and ignored verbal orders. A new book out shares helpful tips on road trips and local food and drink scenes across New Mexico. I talked with the book's author, Carolyn Graham. Her new book, New Mexico Food Trails, A Road Tripper's Guide to Hot Chile, Cold Brews, and Classic Dishes from the Land of Enchantment is out. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony, for having me today. I'm super excited to be here.
Now, if you were going to suggest a road trip for somebody, where would you have them start in New Mexico?
Wow, that's a really big question. I think, you know, my home base for most of my youth, of course, was Las Cruces. I grew up there. And, you know, one of my favorite places to go is Silver City. And I feel like there's just such, there's an arts renaissance there, but there's also a food and drink renaissance that's just been evolving for the past couple of decades. The food scene there is really great, and you can, you know, there's craft brewery as well as distilleries and good food. And then, you know, you just have that whole area. The Gila Wilderness is just such a really cool place to explore and a good place to work up an appetite. So that's one place I would recommend. You know, the mountain towns are always great too. Redoso, Cloudcroft. There's really good food scene developing in both of those places, as well as beer and wine. And I just can't leave out the spirits, because those I think we should really keep an eye on those guys. They're developing. They're up and coming. And it's a cool industry that's evolving in New Mexico. Up north, of course, there's so many great road trips. Albuquerque in and of itself, you could just spend, you know, plenty of time exploring that city and all of its food. Santa Fe, you know, not enough can be said about the cuisine scene there. It's really cool. And just, you know, driving north to Taos, along the way, there's a couple of really awesome and beautiful wineries. In Dixon and Española, those areas. So beautiful. The river runs through there. It's just great. And, you know, I'm completely overlooking the east and west sides of the state. Those are also really fun places to just get out and explore. My husband is from the southeast part of the state. So we sort of unwittingly did a lot of road tripping in that area to the Hobbs, Lovington area. And people are really surprised. Carlsbad, there's two breweries in that town. There's a good food scene developing there, Roswell. Of course, their art scene is off the hook as well. And I think when you have a good arts community like that, you also see a developing food and craft beer and wine and spirits industry developing as well. So I think you can suffice to say that there's a lot of road tripping to be done in New Mexico.
But we also have a lot of scenic byways that you could take to get to some of these places. Is that something that you kind of looked at while you were writing this book?
Absolutely. One of the places I would recommend, and I didn't discover until my adulthood, even though I grew up in the state, is the Turquoise Trail up to Madrid and that area. And there's some really, it's a beautiful drive, great scenery, and then you get to that little mining town, and there's some really, there's a great green chili cheeseburger at the Mine Shaft Cafe. Like that's just a fun little loop that you can do from Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and just back around. I feel the same way about the Gila, driving up that way. It's very twisty, turny. You go through the town of Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. It's like a kind of like a scene out of a painting. There's, you know, tree leaves and stuff like kind of hanging over the highway, and you just pull over and there's a little cafe in Hillsboro where they have one of my favorite pies. I think they call it a bumbleberry pie. Wow. And they just kind of throw all the berries that they have in, and it's just, it's a great drive. It's a great stop.
Carolyn Graham, her new book is titled New Mexico Food Trails, A Road Tripper's Guide to Hot Chili, Cold Brews, and Classic Dishes from the Land of Enchantment. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much, Anthony.